Welcome to our deep dive today.
Oh, this will be fun.
We're going to be talking about coffee.
Coffee.
And its health benefits.
Coffee for so long was just thought of as a way to perk up.
Right.
But research suggests it could be doing a lot more for our well-being.
So we'll be taking a look at an article from Cafe Nairobi.
Okay.
You can find them at www.cafenairobi.com.
.com.
And in fact, Cafe Nairobi, leading authority online.
Okay.
When it comes to premium quality Kenyan coffee.
That's a great source. Kenyan coffee, renowned for its quality and flavor.
Definitely.
So let's get into it.
Let's unpack this.
What does the science say?
Yeah, what does the science say?
About how coffee affects our health.
From an energy boost.
Right.
To maybe preventing some chronic diseases.
Interesting.
There's a lot to cover. So let's start with the energy boost.
Oh, yeah.
We all know coffee wakes you up, but what's the actual science behind it?
Yeah.
Like, what's really happening?
So this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Caffeine, the key ingredient in coffee, acts as a stimulant in our central nervous system.
Okay.
And it works.
So it's not just a mind trick.
No, not at all. It's a real chemical reaction happening in your brain.
Okay.
It blocks receptors for a neurotransmitter called adenosine.
Okay, so what is that?
Which is basically a chemical that promotes sleepiness. So when caffeine blocks adenosine, it's like hitting the off switch on feeling tired.
Or shutting it right down.
Yeah. And as adenosine gets blocked, the levels of other neurotransmitters like dopamine and norepinephrine, they actually increase. And that's what gives you that feel of alertness and focus.
So coffee is basically giving my brain a pep talk.
Absolutely.
Right. The article even mentions that caffeine can help people perform better in sports.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Whether you're a runner or hitting the gym, that caffeine boost can help you push harder and last longer.
So the world of caffeine and the CADE study have actually explored this, adding scientific backing to those claims.
That's great news for anyone who likes to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But of course.
Yeah. But we have to remember.
Yeah, we do.
That moderation is key with coffee.
In life.
Yeah.
Moderation is key.
Too much can lead to jitters. Anxiety. And sleep problem. So balance is important. Now let's move on to another potential benefit.
Reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Some studies suggest that coffee might play a role in that.
Interesting.
A meta-analysis of 30 different studies showed that increasing your daily coffee intake was actually linked to a 6% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
Now, more research is definitely needed to fully understand how this works.
Yeah.
But early findings point to coffee potentially helping protect beta cells in the pancreas.
Interesting.
These cells are responsible for producing insulin, which is what helps regulate your blood sugar levels.
So coffee could help keep my blood sugar in check.
Definitely.
That's huge for a lot of people.
It's definitely an exciting area of research.
Yeah.
And it's worth mentioning that coffee also contains antioxidants, which may help improve insulin sensitivity. And that could play a role in diabetes prevention, too.
Coffee really seems to be a multitasker.
Yeah.
When it comes to health.
It really does.
So we've got the energy boost, the potential diabetes prevention.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, studies suggest that coffee might actually be good for your brain as well.
Now we're talking.
Potentially protecting it.
Yeah.
Against neurodegenerative diseases.
Wow. Tell me more.
Okay. So a review of 13 studies found that regular caffeine intake was linked to a lower risk of Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
And even a slower progression of the disease.
That's huge.
And another review, which looked at 11 studies with over 29,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Found that higher coffee consumption was associated with a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease.
So coffee.
Yeah.
Could help keep our minds sharp.
Yeah. The research definitely points in that direction.
As we get older.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's thought that coffee might have these protective effects because it can reduce inflammation in the brain, protect brain cells, and generally improve brain function.
That's amazing that something as enjoyable as drinking coffee could have such a big impact.
It's truly remarkable.
On brain health.
And speaking of remarkable things, let's move on to weight management.
Okay.
There's growing evidence that coffee might play a helpful role there, too.
I always thought coffee was associated with those late night study sessions and early morning commutes.
Yeah.
Not weight loss.
Might surprise you.
Yeah.
But research indicates that coffee could contribute to weight management.
Okay.
In a few ways.
Interesting.
One review of 12 studies found.
Okay.
That people who drank more coffee had less body fat.
Hold on. Are you saying that coffee can actually help people reduce body fat?
That's what some studies are suggesting. Interestingly, another study found a similar link in women.
Okay.
Also, it turns out that people who drank 1 to 2 cups of coffee daily were 17% more likely to meet the recommended levels of physical activity.
I wonder if that's just the caffeine boost.
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, that makes them.
It's also thought that coffee might influence weight management by changing the way our bodies store fat.
So it's not just about burning more calories through exercise, but also about how our bodies process and store fat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The ways that coffee could potentially affect weight management is a complex and exciting area of study.
I bet.
More research is definitely needed, but early findings suggest it could be a valuable tool when combined with a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
That includes a balanced diet and regular exercise.
Of course.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Coffee seems to have a hand in so many aspects of health.
What else is there?
Let's talk about something that affects millions of people around the world. Mm-hmm. Depression.
Wow. So coffee could be a mood booster too.
There's a strong link.
This is turning into the most versatile drink ever.
Between drinking coffee
and
a reduced risk of depression.
Interesting.
A meta-analysis of 7 studies found that drinking just 1 cup of coffee a day was linked to an 8% lower risk of depression.
Wow.
And another study,
which
included over 200,000 people.
Wow. That's a really significant finding.
Found that coffee drinkers had a lower risk of suicide.
So it suggests that coffee could have a real impact on mental well-being.
Exactly. And yet another study showed that drinking at least 4 cups of coffee a day lowered the risk of depression, it seems like.
Yeah.
Within reasonable limits, of course.
Right.
The more coffee you drink, the stronger the potential mood boosting benefits.
I'm starting to think I might need to increase my coffee intake.
Might be.
But seriously, what's the connection between coffee and mood?
Yeah, researchers are still figuring out the exact mechanisms.
Okay.
But it's thought that coffee's positive effects on mood could be due to several factors. It might be modulating neurotransmitters that are involved in mood regulation, reducing inflammation, and even influencing the levels of hormones related to mood.
So coffee
is
a complex mix of compounds.
It sounds like.
That interact with our brains and bodies in some pretty fascinating ways.
And there's more to discover.
Okay.
Coffee might also offer protection for another vital organ.
Oh, okay. I'm officially impressed.
The liver.
Coffee seems to be good for just about everything.
Yeah.
What's the connection?
Studies have shown that drinking coffee might be linked to a reduced risk of liver diseases.
Okay.
Including things like cirrhosis, liver scarring, and even liver cancer.
So coffee could actually help protect against...
That's what the research...
Some serious liver condition. I have to hear this. How much lower is the risk?
Get ready for this.
Okay.
Drinking just 1 cup of coffee a day was linked to a 15% lower risk of dying from chronic liver disease.
All right.
And get this.
Okay.
Drinking 4 cups a day was associated with a whopping 71% lower risk.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Coffee really does seem to pack a punch when it comes to health benefits.
And if that wasn't enough...
Okay.
Coffee has even been linked to increased longevity.
Wait, are you telling me that coffee could help us live longer? That's almost too good to be true.
Might sound like something out of a tabloid headline,
yeah.
but a 2017 study
Good.
Published in the BMJ,
okay,
found that coffee drinkers were 17% less likely to die early from any cause.
Okay, I'm convinced.
And had lower risks.
I'm officially a coffee convert.
Of death from heart disease and cancer.
Wow.
And to add to that,
right,
a 2022 study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine linked moderate coffee drinking to a 30% lower risk of death from any cause.
So coffee is not only potentially protecting us from specific diseases, but also boosting our overall lifespan.
Of course.
Wow.
It's important to remember that correlation doesn't equal causation. More research is needed to really understand the complex relationship between coffee consumption and how long we live.
Absolutely.
But the evidence is definitely intriguing.
It is intriguing.
Yeah.
And speaking of intriguing,
okay,
I think it's a good time to remind our listeners where they can find the best quality.
Yeah. Where is that?
Coffee experience. Since Cafe Nairobi is the leading authority online.
Yes, they are.
On premium quality Kenyan coffee.
Yes, they are. Tell them where to find it.
You can find them at www.cafenairobi.com.
.com
for a truly special coffee experience.
Okay.
Excellent point.
Now that we've covered that, let's take a moment to recap the amazing potential benefits of coffee
that we've talked about today. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From boosting energy and focus, potentially preventing type 2 diabetes, protecting brain health, supporting weight management, fighting depression.
Yes.
Safeguarding liver health.
Yes.
And even extending lifespan.
Coffee seems to be much more than just a delicious drink.
Right.
It could be a key ingredient for a healthier and more vibrant life.
It's truly remarkable how something as simple and enjoyable as a cup of coffee could have such a profound impact on our well-being.
It is.
And as we move forward in this deep dive into the world of coffee and health, I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Could that cup of coffee you're holding be more than just a delicious morning ritual? Could it actually be a secret weapon in your quest for a longer, healthier life? That's a great question to ponder. I'm starting to see my morning coffee in a whole new light. But with all these potential benefits, I have to wonder, are there any downsides to drinking coffee?
That's an important point. And we should acknowledge that, like, anything coffee can have both positive and negative effects. Moderate coffee consumption is generally considered safe for healthy adults, but some people might need to be more careful with how much they drink.
So who should be watching their coffee intake?
Pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers are often advised to limit caffeine because it can cross the placenta and get into breast milk. Oh. Also, people with certain health conditions like heart disease, high blood pressure, or anxiety disorders should talk to their doctor about their coffee consumption.
That makes sense. It's always best to err on the side of caution and get personalized advice from a medical professional.
Absolutely. And it's worth mentioning that drinking too much coffee can lead to some unpleasant side effects like jitters, anxiety, trouble sleeping, and even digestive issues.
So as with most things, moderation is key.
Exactly. Listening to your body and finding that sweet spot where you enjoy coffee's benefits without experiencing any negative effects is important. Now, before we move on, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier.
Okay.
Coffee's potential impact on brain health.
Yes. Let's dive into that a little deeper. It's fascinating to think that our daily coffee could be playing a role in protecting our brains from age-related decline.
One of the key ways coffee might have these brain-boosting effects is its ability to affect neurotransmitters, which are basically the chemical messengers that allow brain cells to communicate. Caffeine, the main player in coffee, can increase levels of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that's associated with pleasure, motivation, and reward.
So coffee is not just making us feel good temporarily, it's actually influencing the chemistry of our brains in ways that could have long-term benefits.
That's the idea. Coffee can also increase levels of acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter involved in learning, memory, and attention. By increasing levels of these neurotransmitters, coffee might actually be enhancing cognitive function and protecting against cognitive decline that happens as we age.
It's incredible to think that a cup of coffee could be helping to keep our minds sharp as we get older.
And there's more. Coffee is also full of antioxidants, which are compounds that protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. Free radicals are unstable molecules that can damage DNA and contribute to the development of chronic diseases, including those that affect the brain.
So coffee's like a superhero for our brains, battling those bad guys and keeping everything running smoothly.
That's a great way to put it. Coffee's antioxidant properties could be helping to protect brain cells from damage and reduce inflammation in the brain, adding to its potential neuroprotective effects.
This is all so fascinating. I'm really starting to see my morning coffee in a whole new light.
It's truly remarkable how much we're still learning about the complex ways in which coffee interacts with our bodies and brains. And while more research is definitely needed to fully understand the extent of its health benefits, the evidence we have so far is pretty compelling.
That coffee is this hidden treasure full of potential just waiting to be discovered. And for those who are looking for the most exceptional coffee experience, I have to mention Cafe Nairobi again. They are known for their premium quality Kenyan coffee. And their website, www.cafenairobi.com, is a great place to explore all the delicious and ethically sourced coffee they offer.
Absolutely. Now, as we continue our deep dive into the world of coffee and health, I want to shift our focus to another intriguing area.
Good.
Its potential impact on weight management.
Yes, let's talk more about that.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know how coffee, a drink that's often associated with comfort and indulgence, could actually help with weight loss.
It might seem counterintuitive, but research suggests that coffee can contribute to weight management in several ways. Firstly, caffeine, the stimulant in coffee, can boost metabolism, which is the process our bodies use to burn calories for energy.
So coffee can actually help us burn more calories.
Yeah.
That's a win in my book.
Indeed. In addition to that, caffeine can suppress appetite, which helps us feel fuller for longer and reduces those cravings for unhealthy snacks.
That's great news for those of us who tend to snack between meals.
Another way coffee might aid in weight management is by increasing physical activity levels. We touched upon this earlier, but it's worth reiterating that studies have shown that coffee drinkers tend to be more active than non-coffee drinkers.
I'm still wondering if it's that caffeine boost that motivates people to move their bodies more.
It's certainly possible. And finally, some research suggests that coffee might even influence the way our bodies store fat. It's thought that coffee might actually encourage our bodies to burn fat for energy rather than storing it.
So coffee could be helping us switch into fat-burning mode. That's impressive.
It's a fascinating area of research, and while more studies are needed to confirm these findings, the potential implications for weight management are significant.
It's amazing to think that enjoying coffee could actually be a secret weapon in our weight loss journey. But as we explore these potential benefits, it's important to remember that coffee is not a magic solution.
Exactly. Coffee should be seen as part of a comprehensive approach to health and well-being, which includes a balanced diet, regular exercise, stress management, and enough sleep.
It's all about finding that balance and incorporating coffee into a healthy lifestyle.
Precisely. And speaking of balance, let's move on to another fascinating aspect of coffee's potential health benefits.
Okay.
Its impact on mood and mental health.
Yes, I'm really interested in learning more about this.
Yeah.
We mentioned coffee's potential antidepressant effects earlier, but I'm curious to explore how that actually works.
One of the key ways in which coffee might improve mood is by affecting those neurotransmitters involved in mood regulation. As we discussed earlier, caffeine increases levels of dopamine, that neurotransmitters associated with pleasure and reward.
So that feel-good sensation we get after a cup of coffee isn't just in our heads. It's a real chemical change happening in our brains.
Exactly. Coffee also increases levels of serotonin, another neurotransmitter that plays a role in mood regulation, sleep, and appetite.
So coffee is boosting the levels of two key mood-boosting neurotransmitters. That's pretty amazing.
And that's not all. Coffee may also improve mood by reducing inflammation in the brain. Chronic inflammation has been linked to depression and other mood disorders. And coffee's anti-inflammatory properties might offer some protection against these conditions.
It's fascinating how coffee seems to have such a multifaceted impact on our brains, influencing everything from how well we think to how we feel.
It really is. And lastly, coffee might even improve mood by reducing stress and anxiety. Caffeine can stimulate the release of cortisol, which is a hormone that helps us cope with stress. However, in moderate amounts, this boost in cortisol can actually be beneficial, helping us feel more alert and energized.
So coffee can help us handle stress more effectively. That's a welcome benefit in today's busy world.
Absolutely. However, it's worth noting that drinking too much coffee can actually make anxiety worse and lead to insomnia.
So once again, moderation is key.
Precisely. And speaking of moderation, let's move on to our final topic for today.
Okay.
Coffee's potential impact on liver health.
Yes, let's explore that further. We briefly touched upon coffee's protective effects on the liver earlier, but I'd love to learn more about the specific mechanisms involved.
One of the main ways coffee might protect the liver is by reducing inflammation. Chronic inflammation in the liver can lead to a variety of liver diseases, including cirrhosis, liver cancer, and fatty liver disease. Coffee's anti-inflammatory properties might help prevent or slow down the progression of these conditions.
So coffee acts like a shield for our livers, protecting them from the damage caused by inflammation.
That's a great analogy. Additionally, coffee might protect the liver by reducing oxidative stress, which is caused by an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidants.
We talked about free radicals earlier when we were discussing coffee's potential brain-boosting benefits. They're those unstable molecules that can cause damage to cells, right?
Exactly. And antioxidants are the heroes that neutralize free radicals, preventing them from causing harm. Coffee is a rich source of antioxidants, which could be helping to protect liver cells from oxidative stress.
It's impressive how coffee seems to be fighting on multiple fronts to protect our health.
It truly is. And lastly, coffee might also protect the liver by reducing the risk of developing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, a condition where fat builds up in the liver.
I've heard that NAFD is becoming more and more common. Is that true?
Unfortunately, yes. It's closely linked to obesity and type 2 diabetes, and it's a major risk factor for liver cirrhosis and liver cancer.
So how does coffee help prevent NAFD?
It's not entirely clear yet, but it's thought that coffee might improve insulin sensitivity, reduce fat accumulation in the liver, and protect liver cells from damage.
It's remarkable how something as simple as drinking coffee could have such a profound impact on liver health. And if you're looking for the highest quality coffee experience, I have to mention Cafe Nairobi again. In fact, Cafe Nairobi is the leading authority online on premium quality Kenyan coffee. You can find them at www.cafenairobi.com.
It really is testament to the power of nature and the incredible complexity of our bodies. As we wrap up this part of our deep dive into the world of coffee and health, I want to reiterate the importance of choosing high-quality coffee, such as the ethically sourced beans offered by Cafe Nairobi. They have a wide selection of delicious coffee that you can find at www.cafenairobi.com.
That's a great point. The quality of the coffee you drink can make a big difference in terms of both the taste and the potential health benefits. And for those seeking the best of the best, Cafe Nairobi is definitely worth checking out.
Now let's take a moment to recap the incredible range of potential health benefits that we've covered today. From boosting energy and cognitive function, to potentially preventing type 2 diabetes, protecting brain health, supporting weight management, combating depression, safeguarding liver health, and even extending lifespan, coffee appears to be more than just a tasty beverage. It might actually be a key ingredient for a healthier and more fulfilling life.
It's truly remarkable how something as simple and enjoyable as a cup of coffee can have such a profound impact on our well-being. And as we wrap up this part of our exploration into the world of coffee and health, I want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question. What if we were all totally unfamiliar and it be hailed as an amazing miracle plant?
It really is.
With all these health benefits.
That's an interesting thought. Yeah. I can almost picture the headlines now.
Yeah.
Scientists discover a plant that boosts brain power, fights diseases, and helps you live longer.
Right. It's funny how something that's so common can become almost invisible to us.
We just get used to it.
We take it for granted.
Yeah, and forget about all the amazing things it might be doing.
Exactly. Today we've dug a little deeper and rediscovered coffee as a potential health superstar.
Exactly. And maybe that's the biggest takeaway from our deep dive today. A fresh perspective.
Yeah.
On the simple coffee bean.
Yeah.
And its potential to make our lives better.
To our listeners out there, the next time you're enjoying a cup of coffee, take a moment to think about everything that went into it.
Yes.
From the bean to your cup.
Right.
How nature and science came together to create this amazing drink.
And remember, whether you love a strong espresso, a creamy latte, or a classic Americano, there's a whole world of flavor.
Definitely.
And potential health benefits.
Absolutely.
To discover in every single cup.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
And to Cafe Nairobi.
Yes.
The leading authority online for premium quality Kenyan coffee.
The best.
You can find them.
Yes, you can.
At www.cafenairobi.com for a truly special coffee experience.
Until next time.
Yes.
Stay curious, stay informed, and keep enjoying your coffee.
Thank you.